Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. We have, over the last few days, heard a lot about the fires in Napa, Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, and then down in Southern California. But today, I really want to talk about the Napa area, the Sonoma, Santa Rosa area, because it has affected me mentally also. And I want to see how this is affecting mental health. Well, I will give you a few examples during our quick 15 minutes here. So, fact number one, 23 people have been killed so far, including a couple that just celebrated their 75th anniversary. The husband was 100 years old, the wife 98, and they were burned in their home. They were too old to be able to evacuate and to get out, so they just got incinerated right there in their home. It's really sad. But that's a fact of life. Another fact is that 20,000 people got evacuated. 3,500 homes are destroyed. There are 22 wildfires in California right now. And 4,400 people were in shelters a night or two nights ago. And some of them still are. Another fact is there are nearly 900 wineries in the area of Napa Valley, Sonoma County, Mendocino, Santa Rosa, and some of those burned down too. Not every winery had a problem, but some of them did, some of them more than others. And if you know how much work goes into making wine and what it takes to have a well-producing winery where you can produce quality wine, this is huge. I also know that 8,000 firefighters were battling the blaze or are battling the blaze, assisted by other fire departments from other areas. Everybody who can is coming together to help. The Tubbs fire burned about 44 square miles of land. That's horrific. Now, a little bit more to the Napa County had 34,270 acres burned down and about 10% are contained. So those numbers you can all verify online. There's nothing new about it. Why did I mention them? To lead into what's going on now. Right now is harvest time. Not all grapes have been harvested yet. There's a huge loss financially, mentally, and physically as homes and wineries and vineyards need to be rebuilt. Vines don't burn that quickly. I have a personal experience about that, which I'm going to share right away, because they will push buds again. So when I was in charge of our vineyard, 30 acres in Napa, actually in one of the districts that the fire was. However, I can happily say that the vineyard we had established and that now our niece is taking excellent care of is in good standing. The fire spared it. And so everything there is fine. And she was just finished with harvest and was able to go help a neighbor with harvest who had a little bit more issues. So that's the fun about neighbors in a community, in a farming community. Everybody pitches in to help everybody. So, as I said, our vineyard and family is actually fine, except for one of my brother-in-laws had to evacuate. He's alive, but his 10 acres are flattened. The house is gone. The vineyard is damaged and the grapes are not yet harvested. It does not mean there's a total loss in the vineyard, they probably can still harvest the grapes in a little bit after they were able to hydrate them again, or maybe make a different wine out of it, something really sweet or whatever. But there is still a chance for that, but the house is gone. So how does that affect us? Actually, how does it affect my brother-in-law? He's totally devastated, and it's affecting his mental health. He's not the only one. So many have lost everything, but what they still have is their life. Material things can be rebuilt after insurance claims have been paid, provided you had insurance. Lives cannot be replaced. They are priceless. So it's my brother-in-law who lost everything, and I found out from a niece of mine that her aunt and uncle have lost their newly remodeled home. They just got ready for retirement. They just totally remodeled their home, and there's nothing left. Still, they are alive. They still have their health. Again, mentally, it might be hard, but there are things we can actually do to prepare or be prepared for disasters like this. You will never be 100% prepared, but there are some measures we can take. For example, I'm up in Big Bear right now, and that's in San Bernardino County. And there it's mandatory that you keep the grass no higher than 4 inches. The pine needles cannot be higher than 2 inches, no pine cones. And that's actually a law that's enforced, and everything has to be cleaned and cleared 50 yards around the house in circumference. So the houses that burned were either too close together, or in some cases, there was too much clutter. And we know if you have a car park there that is full of fuel, it really, really gives the fire flames a boost to burn even faster and hotter. So that's why it's so important to have everything clean, make it enjoyable, livable, and safe, not just for you, but for your neighbors and for everybody in the area. Because it's not just Napa, Sonoma, and Santa Rosa that got affected. The fire spread all the way up to Redding. San Francisco is affected with the smoke, that there is a delay at the airport for planes to land and take off because it's so clouded with the burning fires, with the smoke. So it affects thousands and thousands of people. So that's why I say always, always be prepared. And please do not throw out any cigarette butts, even if you think they're extinguished. Just a tiny spark can cause a huge fire. We've seen that numerous times this year already because we had drought for the last few years. And nothing is as luscious and as green as it ought to be. But right now, it's even worse. So it's going to be a lot of charcoal areas. So what I'm saying here is absolutely count your blessings for being alive. Do be and give your best daily. Keep your mental health alert and be thankful for what you have. Don't fret about what you don't have, because that's not going to happen. Nothing's going to change there. But be thrilled and happy and thankful for what you do have. So I actually chose this topic today because, as you just found out, a few of my family members have been affected. My brother-in-law, who lost everything, thank God he is alive. But again, we might even need to take a trip up north to go help him rebuild a home to live. And my niece's family. It's just really, really hard. But again, if we prepare and abide by the rules, and I think that San Bernardino County rule or law should be within the entire U.S., within the entire world. Keep everything clean and manicured around the house, because that actually prevents the fire from going there and knocking the house down. So I would encourage everybody to make a positive impact on themselves, their families, their neighbors, their loved ones, and the ones they don't even know, by supporting them in whichever way you can. Some people can do it financially, and I'm sure there's going to be websites up. Some people can do it through prayer if you're a believer and if you have faith. Some people can do it by helping to clean up the mess. There are so many ways that we can help each other. And first and foremost, keep your own home, the surroundings, and everything clean and safe so you can prevent it. The fire department can get there, the firefighters, and use their power hoses, water hoses, to extinguish the fire. But when they can't get to it, all they can do is watch it burn down and just make sure there's no people in there. So I don't know if any of you have had any experiences with people being affected. I know even down here in Southern California with the Anaheim Hills fires, since I'm up in Big Bear right now, I did not feel or smell anything. I have clean air, and I thank God for that. But my husband was down working at the port, and he said when he came down from the crane to go to his truck, it was covered in ashes. The air is totally polluted down there. People have to walk around with masks on so they can breathe. So even there, people are affected. And even in Anaheim Hills, in that area, a lot of homes burned down, a lot of acres burned down, and some people got injured or killed. So let's keep everybody in our thoughts and wish everybody the very best. And again, let's reach out and touch someone and help out wherever we can help out to make sure that we are good neighbors and we really love one another. Hatred has no place in this world. We need love. So I could not put it as a link, but if you want to get a hold of me via my website, it's denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. Just put it in there. Or you can call me at 562-335-4956, leave a voicemail or send a text, and I will get back to you within the next 24 to 48 hours. I wish everybody a happy day, a one that you can rejoice in what you have and that you are alive, and just make the best out of it. And by setting an example and helping others who need you, they don't even have to come ask. You can volunteer. And volunteering is one of the nicest things you can do, because it doesn't just help the person you're helping, but it makes you feel good too for being able to help somebody and help them out in what's going on in their lives. Remember, you're the one who's totally blessed by having everything still. By helping others who don't but are alive, it gives them a boost of energy to think about rebuilding. So I just really hope that most of the people affected had insurance and are going to get paid back so they can rebuild. The ones who don't, I feel really sorry for. However, that was their choice. And that goes also to mental health and wellness by being prepared. I wish you a fabulous week. May you be blessed, and I'll talk to you next week.